Well, certainly gives us an opportunity to look at those congressional districts again, gives us a chance at all of them if we get some reprieve from the courts. And so give us a, we'll see how that goes, and certainly hope that the Supreme Court will overturn Amendment 14 and gives us a shot to revisit those.
What would you say from your perspective, I mean, other than Ms. Pro Tem, everyone was relatively silent on the goings-on. What would you say from your perspective is the biggest misconception about what the bills do and a message that you'd like to see out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest misconception is, the thing about it is, people tend to forget what happened when this thing went to court before. We actually, the Republican Party had that seat in, in Mobile, number two, congressional seat two. So the district too. And so that was one of the things, there's been a push through the courts to try to overtake some of these red state seats. And that's certainly what happened in that one. And with the ruling that happened in Louisiana, we felt like it gave us a chance to maybe regain that seat, but also opened up District 7. So I think that's happened. All we need now is the courts to overturn 14 and we can look at a new election. The thing is, if we did nothing, nothing was going to happen. And I applaud the governor for calling us back in and give us a chance to revisit that and look at it. And what happened here in Montgomery in that Senate seat probably should never happen to begin with. And so, of course, I'm at the point that probably none of it should happen to begin with. We got three branches of government. It's our job to legislate, to draw those district lines, and for the court to interfere with that. And to be honest with you, I thought it was a slap in our face because we'd spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in reapportionment drawing those maps. And they let an 18-year-old kid from the university, or I don't know how old he was, maybe 19, send the map in, and they took it without a consideration for what we had done. And, the way that the system is set up, that's the job of the legislative body. And I think we've done it in an appropriate way, and it's disappointing that they didn't follow that rule.